Welcome to Keeping It Real with DJ G2G. Glory to God.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not enough. Some of us need God in us. Some of us just got it rough. They be trying us, but we got it on sight and no stopping us. They be seeing and feeling the God in us. I just saw it all, done it all. Without God, I ain't nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Not a drill, yeah, I'm trying to get the win. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mama tusima baya, lakini Mungu akanipata. Kutoka hiyo siku sijaogopa.
Man, they play me like a PlayStation. They talk behind my back.
Sijaogopa.
They spit in my face. They said everything. But we still here.
Turn it up.
They say it's easier said than it's done. But I'm never holding my tongue. Silence is deadly if you got the remedy. Pour out the Hennessy, tell him it's done. Got in my enemy, more like a friend of me. When it start beating, sounding like a drum. That's why I call for the keys, no piano. Cause we go together like father and son. Everything I do, he gotta lead me. Cause I don't trust myself, not with all this. Cause I might just turn into Kanye.
This fast life got me going hard.
Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe.
You're more concerned with Keisha than you are consumed with Jesus. Yeah, I said it. Then you gossip in my absence and this smile up in my presence. I don't get it, but it's fine. It's sublime. Since you love to spread a rumor, spread a fly. Tell him meet me at the show around 9, cause it's lies. Caught a vibe with the spirit when I write it. You can feel it. Gave me favor, now I aim it when I spill it. I'm just saying I ain't playing when I grill it. Got bars from the heavens or the Jesus with the lyrics. You should fear it. Something fiction when I said that I've been cooking in the kitchen. Call me chef, call me wolf, gang pup. I've been serving with the left. I've been rhyming like a Dr. Seuss book. I'm just on a high right now. I'm just right now.
Right now.
Why you trying to kill my vibe? Trying to kill my vibe? Trying to kill my vibe? I'm just on a high right now.
Right now.
I'm just living life right now.
Right now.
Why you trying to kill my vibe? Trying to kill my vibe? Trying to kill my vibe? It's ironic and iconic that I used to sit in bars sipping gin and tonics, now I'm spitting bars. Why you mad? Cause I made it, cause he loved me, cause he saved me, cause he grabbed me, now I'm shining like a star. You ain't happy, you ain't clapping, but you yapping, yeah. You ain't dissing me, homie, you been dissing God. Don't you get it, can't you see it? It ain't me that you been hating, I ain't do this, I'm a vessel of the Lord. Either way, I ain't tripping, I ain't stopping, taking all like a rocket, man, I'm popping like an ad. Think I'm cocky, I ain't cocky, I'm just grateful and I'm tired of dimming down on my light, cause you mad. I'm just on a high right now,
right now.
I'm just living life right now,
right now.
Why you trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe? I'm just on a high right now,
right now.
I'm just living life right now,
right now.
Oh, why you trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe? Man, I know you more qualified than me, bro.
Straight up.
I know you rap better than me, sis. It's yep, all yep. good. Don't bother, competition is nada. I don't try to make a rival, I'm just focused on my vada. Wanna beat me, wanna join me, wanna hate me, wanna take me, wanna bait me, I won't take it, I ain't gotta. I'm just trying to count coin with the order, so I can serve the youth and give them cash every quarter. I ain't playing, I'm a servant, so I'm serving, using rap like a sermon. Don't you get it? Yeah, you like it, just admit it. I'm just on a high right now,
right now.
I'm just living life right now,
right now.
Trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe. I'm just on a high right now,
uh-huh.
I'm just living life right now,
right now.
Why you trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill my vibe?
All right, let me hear that from the top.
You're in the mix with DJ G2G. Glory to God, keeping it real.
Here we go. BLE, y'all already know the name. I'ma keep it plain, man. Everybody go insane. Jesus King, you will never overthrow his reign. I stay close to a Superman, Lois Lane. I pay, he controls the game. I beat the beat till it's numb, Novocaine. Ha, get it in like if there were two of me. Jesus told me that when there were two or three in his name, he be there, he's here for you and me. No sitting, let the beat go, get your eyes to see. Sweat dripping, don't you dare go on, blame it on the heat. Blame it on that Holy Spirit fire blowing through me. Through you, through them, through her, through me. Make a mess, only strike two to two me. For I knew Jesus Christ, he knew me. Save me and then we kick it like Bruce Lee. Yeah. Keep the fire coming, plus this is a new me. The old me is dead and now I'ma go speak. OG show love like, boy, you go preach. So I'ma go preach, shining like I'm gold teeth. Haters looking out for me like if I was the police. That got guns, me and my peoples, we hold heat. Cause compared to my Bible, your weapon looks so weak. We about to OD. We got demons running this ever though, them your gold beat. The flow is too hot for me to get cold feet. And what I got, I give in the name of Jesus at no feet. No, he didn't, yes, he did. Okie dokie, I'm burning your cooking at low heat. So I'ma keep giving ya, giving ya more heat. God done found a sheep like little Bo Peep.
Let him know that we ain't gonna stop no time, so we're just getting started. So everybody, let's put it. Let him know that we ain't gonna stop no time, so we're just getting started. So everybody, let's put
it. Glory to God.
Kill.
Jesus.
Jacob Federal.
Jesus. toe, who changed my head up like a curl to fro. Show more love than any girl I know. Gave me strength so like a pearl I show him off. Gotta stay true to him, so at the end he'll say, you get in, my son, good job done. You get in, but who's your friend? You know the ones who won awards to be talking about. Thank moms and pops, but forgot about Jesus. Now you see what I'm talking about. Now everybody now sees what you're not about. Though I couldn't imagine life without bees, birds, and jasmines. Smell the scent and still just act dim. Going on feeling something's lacking. I'm glad it ain't me though. Never would I ever try to put him on the D-Lo. Represent proudly my number one hero. Adore him to the end, now it's time to let D blow.
I adore. Let me tell you, he's the only one that I live for.
Stop it. Jesus heals a paralyzed man. One day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to take him inside to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof and took off some tiles. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man,
"Young man, your sins are forgiven."
So here's this man's house. Okay, so Jesus comes to your house, and all of you, I'm sure, have a nice house, beautiful house. And Jesus is sitting with you, and the crowd is crowded. Right? You ever had a house party where it was just crowded? I don't think you've ever had a house party where it was like right out the door, though. Like, this was crowded. It was coming right out the door. So you're sitting with Jesus. Imagine your place with Jesus right beside you. And so you're listening, enjoying the presence of the Lord, hearing this great teaching. And all of a sudden, you feel some dirt fall on your nose. And you're like... And then you hear... So you look up. And you're like, what's going on with my roof? Imagine your roof right now starting to fall down and you know, the Roman Greco tiling is being pulled apart in your house. Now, I'm sure all of you have house insurance. I don't know if this guy had home insurance, right? But can you imagine that this tiling was being pulled apart and there comes, they're letting this man down. And we know it's four men, by the way. Four men were... letting down this man, because in Matthew, it mentions, or I believe it's Mark, sorry. Mark chapter 2 mentions that it's four men. So the fifth man was the paralyzed guy, and he was being let down. And you look at verse 20, it says, when he saw their faith. Let me ask you, whose faith do you think he saw? The paralyzed man or the four men? The four men, when he saw their faith, he brought, these four men with their faith, brought down the paralyzed man. You know, God gives us faith. He is the giver of faith. We must exercise that faith. It wasn't the men alone. He didn't see just the human faith. It was the faith that they exercised that God gave them. It's very important that we exercise our faith. Many people, January 1st, are going to go to the gym. I'm going to start going back to my wife and I'm like, we got to go back to the gym. And you know what these people, why they want to... go ahead and exercise. Why? Because if I just ate my cassava and cheesecake 24/7, I probably would not be who I look like right now. Which doesn't matter, but I, you know, the doctor says to me, Paul, you really need to lose such and such. My doctor, by the way, said, Paul, you need to be at 160. My wife said, what? 160? He's going to be like a rake. So I need to go to the gym. But if I don't listen to my doctor's advice, what happens to me? And I eat all the cassava I want and all, right? And the doctor's going to say, Paul, I thought I told you you needed to be at 160. You're at 190. It's a big difference, 190, 160. Get to 160, right? So I have to exercise because all this goes flabby. And our faith, in a sense, can I say this, can go flabby if we don't exercise our faith. We need to exercise our faith. Place your faith in Jesus. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you might not even have to get out of our comfort zone. You may have to talk to somebody. Tell them about Jesus Christ. That's exercising your faith, for example. And when he saw their faith in verse 20, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Whose sin did he forgive? Did he forgive the four men No, no, no. He forgave the paralyzed man. What do you think the four men were thinking? Just think about it. You worked hard. You're probably like, oh, this guy needs to lose some weight. Oh, and you're letting him down. And Jesus looks at him and says, man, your sins are forgiven you. What were the four men wanting rather instead? They were wanting him to what? Heal and walk right away, right? That's what they were thinking. So they're kind of bummed for a second. They're thinking, we don't understand how long we dragged this guy. We broke this guy's roof, which you probably got to pay for. We're going to let him down and you're forgiving him his sins? But I wanted to walk. But he says, man, your sins are forgiven. You know why? Jesus knows what we need first. We think we need this when Jesus knows what we actually need. Our first priority, Jesus knows that our first priority is for our sins to be forgiven. I need forgiveness of sin. Many of us would love to just be totally healed, never get sick again, which, God willing, that would be great. But he knows the very first things that you need and I need is forgiveness of sin. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, so that we could be forgiven of our sin, the sin that separates us from God the Father, but now is available through Jesus Christ.
Now that's keeping it real. If you got any questions, contact me at calvaryoakville.ca. You're listening on Joy Radio, hometown Christian radio for the GTA.
Sometimes I go bad, man, bad. Wanna check out my mind, no God scan. It's a 911, I've been London. If I finna lose it on the lap, but when I see my dada, open the bottom and you go see that, what da. Let me free like voila. They be like a lamb, like Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not, it's all love, but it's Jesus or not. You heard my intro and I was really out drunk. First the sin going, now I'm letting doubt go. It's been a fucking bro, but I'm finna walk it out now. I'm really seeing what Jesus is all about, y'all. The devil had me snorting a Rapunzel. Newport bottle in a bundle. On a rooftop party till the gun blow. But he promised to finish with he begun, though. You need a line to do the likes of Django. I know you lost somewhere in El Segundo. That's why the cross is there, y'all can come go. That's why the cross is there, y'all can come go. Go. I got a drop back shot like Steph Curry. Double-edged sword and get your neck dirty. Devil did me foul, I don't blame it on the referee. Jesus hit the free throw, the rest it was history. What? Jesus or not? Jesus or not? Jesus or not? It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bro. Jesus or not? Jesus or not? Nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not? It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bro. There's only two choices. You can listen to one of the two voices. My crew not confused by Jews and Rolls Royces. And we don't move by dudes that don't voice this. Yeah, I used to be a dead man. Never saw my God over bread, man. Open up the burden, know you heard what it said, man. Took him in and put him on the cross, he hung it, bled, man. Now the bond is beyond. Walking in the light and I'm shining like neon, Dion. Blow the bomb, Vietnam begun. It took me from the night to the light, now I'm finally home. We get to see my da-da, we get to see the wada. He set me free like voila. They be like Allah, I'm like Jesus or not, bro. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bro. Jesus or not. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, it's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bro. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. One gun name, they walk it out, but do it like a lightning. Baby, it's about to happen. Like tick-tock, tick-tock, time is passing. Move aside for the main attraction. So I'ma move off like Michael Jackson.
turn it up.
Are you ready? Make a step up, get up, get loud. Tell everyone you know from the world, from left to right. Get high, it starts tonight.
Uh-oh, am I too loud? No, no, won't turn it down. Go, go, we going off.
Gospel music has gone too far. You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP!
Jesus, your love is so amazing. It gets me high.
or something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with Kirk, ain't no stopping.
Life, you put the mic in my hand.
candle to shine the light. Let me take this gift as you blazed it up. Let it flow right through me and fill my cup. I just checked in, it's already over, and it flows to the top with the Lord Jehovah. I can't believe it, I just call it love. It runs right through and it's in my blood. I was made to uplift and praise, so I just bow down with the mic I raise. I step aside because I'm not the one. It's all about you and everything you've done. I stand so proud to be called your own, so I humble myself. Jesus at your throne, light up every stage where the air is thin. Let's take them to a place where they never been. Making my way to my stomping ground. Sit head of the table with the master's best. I'm one of his own, not known as a guest. History goes down in the books tonight. Just one of the greats to ever lead the fight. Generals are made and it's no mirage. From the hardest streets into men of God. With my mic to the sky, you're the one that made this. Thank you, Lord, I'm in the midst of greatness. The finest leave a legacy of life. They leave behind a footprint in Christ. From the street to the stage, all that God has shown. Hollywood to the films, who would have known? Feel the ink in my pen, before it's all gone. I got Jesus, once again, it's all.
I represent the Lord, so brother, don't wait. Just participate or congratulate. When you see a little homie walking through the gate of the kingdom of God, cause I just won't stop giving praise to the King till I reach the top. And when I cruise slow, I'm steady busting flow, cause I wanna let you know about the good Lord, how he changed my life and how he set me free. Now he died and rose again up on Calvary for the sins of this world and for you and me. And how he's coming back to me, that's reality. Cause I bounce and rock, roller skate, hitting the streets trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, walk, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day. Homie, I bounce, rock, roller skate, hitting the streets trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, walk, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day. I come slicing through the door with my double-edged sword, and all that punk little demons better hit the floor. 1 John 4:4, I know you heard it before, but I'ma say it again, so let the party begin. I'll be that spiritual lyrical microphone assassin, ready to go to war, so let the fight begin. I got the true Christians on my side, ready to ride, cause we love to put it down for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm gonna hit the streets and tear them up tonight. See my flow is sick and my arm is tight. Plus I got the main warrior right by my side. We're on the winning team, so we can't lose the fight. Spitty versus no curses, walking in the Lord's name, seeking treasures out of darkness, and the devil just got stopped this. So let me share tonight how I used to vandalize and mess up the streets. Now I straight evangelize and preach on the street, bringing a message of hope and the gospel of peace. Cause I bounce, rock, roller skate, hitting the streets, trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, rock, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day. Homie, I bounce, rock, roller skate, hitting the streets, trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, rock, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day. For the Christians, this is for the hoods, this is for the homies that are misunderstood, and all them pastors on the block that be preaching non-stop. Don't trip until you reach the block. Send it on your pack of 40 blocks, cause we've been called and chosen to reach the lost at any cost. With the message of the cross and the gospel of peace, and God's army looking clean. Oh, now do you know what I mean? Suited and booted, ready to go, pass out flyers with the team. Yup. And when we hit the street, we're looking so clean, we're looking so supreme. Soldiers, I got them soldiers on my team, straight 13. Them treasures out of darkness, straight repeat. The harvest is ready, but nobody's looking. Cause I bounce, rock, roller skate, hitting the streets, trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, rock, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day. Homie, I bounce, rock, roller skate, hitting the streets, trying to reach treasures night and day. And we announce, rock, and we pray, giving glory and honor to the Lord every day.
Stay fresh like a brand new mop. It's Mr. Red Dreamer and your boy laid back. I adopted the flow once I heard Mace rap. It was 97, we going way back. Before Blu-ray, but not before 8 tracks. Just dropped before greatness and that was 8 tracks. I'm just trying to stay facts in the beat ASAP. And I'ma get up in the booth, play a first day I'm spitting nothing but truth. I've always been an underdog, I got something to prove. I know it's my birthday, but I got something for you. If you ain't spitting truth in your raps, then please stop. If you ain't gonna do what I say, at least watch. I'm from the era of white tees and Reeboks. We gon' either use Pro Tools or Beatbox.
Let's go.
To the L.I., yeah, we be the clique, you should really get familiar. They say, man, I'm bringing 90s back in the Ville, yeah, that's where you can find me at. I was just 15, a kid with big dreams. From the dirty south, my boy could spit clean. Got a message for the teens, it's gonna hit them in their spleen. You'll get more haters the more you chase dreams. That's truth right there, and that's just how it is. Man, I walk by faith, and that's just how I live. Throw a couple dollars just to test their greed. This is for my day one, so the rest can leave. Best believe, you don't wanna test my speed. Now I've been in the kitchen cooking, resting. As soon as they hit a track, then I got them. You know the deal, more money, more problems. Appreciate y'all's support. I love y'all. It's my gift to you. Never stop dreaming.
But the Pharisees and teachers of religious law said to themselves,
"Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins."
Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them,
"Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins."
Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said,
"Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home."
And immediately, as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, "We have seen amazing things today."
You know what's good to really, as you're reading through God's words here, and take your, you know, go on your own time and take in these words from God's scripture. What was impressed upon me as I was reading through these verses in Luke 5 was the very stark difference, the very different way that the Pharisees were and the teachers, and the way Jesus Christ was with his earthly ministry. Now, if you look at verse 17, "Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by." You know what's so interesting about the Pharisees? I find it funny, because the way I see things sometimes is not probably the way you would see things. But the Pharisees and the teachers of those times, wherever Jesus was, they would just like pop up. You know, I used to watch Star Trek a long time ago. And I don't know if you guys watch Star Trek, but there was this, they had what's called a transporter beam. And they would just like say, "Beam me up, Scotty." Remember that? You probably heard of that to you Star Trekkie fans out there. And what would happen? Their body would just like, like they just disappear and then end up in another place. And my mind goes that way. It started to think, these guys must have had transporter beams. Because you know, as we read through these stories, you're going to see that wherever Jesus was, it'd be like, there's the Pharisees. It's like, well, what are they doing? There was even a story, which we'll read later on, where they're walking through the grain field, right? And as they're walking through the grain field, Jesus with his disciples, they started eating the grain, which was on the Sabbath, which the Pharisees just went nuts, going, "What?" But it was all of a sudden, they're taking the grain from the grain field, and all of a sudden, the next verse says, "And the Pharisees were there." It was like all of a sudden, you know, the Pharisees would be like, "What are you doing?" It was like, "What are you," you know, if I was, not, thank God I'm not Jesus, but you imagine Jesus like, you know, he's like turning around and go, "What are you doing here?" You know, in our days, we call that stalking. You know, the Pharisees, in the way I perceive it, they were stalking Jesus. The Pharisees and the teachers of those days, they were stalking Jesus. Now, Jesus We don't mind people stalking us in a sense if it's with the right motives. You get where I'm going with that? If somebody's following you, and I'm not talking social media, but if somebody's following you, maybe even on social media, you would think that they're following you because of the right motives, that they just want to know what's, you know, what's the next picture. Oh, his family went over here, they went over there. Oh, so beautiful. This, rather than critiquing, oh, look where they went this time. You know, they're checking the Facebook pictures and they're like, or Instagram, they're like, oh yeah, here they are again, showing off where they're going. Oh, look at this. Oh yeah, all they do is spend, spend, spend. And so it's like, well, why do you follow me then? If you're gonna critique and judge me, you see what's happening there? So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, there was a great thing that they were stalking or following Jesus, but the problem was they didn't have the right motive. They were doing it in a very judging, critiquing type of way, waiting, because this, you know, Jesus was claiming he's the Son of God. That's a big deal. So they want to ensure that he really is who they say he is, yet they still didn't believe him. So the Pharisees and teachers, who were they? They were the religious leaders for the Israelites, the Jews of those days, the teachers of those days. And that was a good thing, except what began happening as time went on, the Pharisees got stuffy. It almost became what I call in golf the old boys club. In golf, I love golf. Any golfers here? No, I'm the only golfer. One, two, three. That's a foursome right there. We can go golfing right there. So there's four of us that are golfers. So some of you may not relate, but golf can be very rigid in its, right, Joan? It has its laws. I mean, if the ball, rules has changed, but the old ways is, if that ball moved, I'm not even talking like a full roll. If it shakes, right, it's very possible that you get penalized. So a lot of times in golf, there's a stuffiness. And so there was a time, for example, where in the clubhouse, the people that could only go in the clubhouse were just the old boys club. Nobody knew could go in there. It was rigid, straight, stuffy. And what happened with the Pharisees over time was that they were supposed to be the interpreters of the law, but interpreting the law through God's love. But what began as interpreting the law through God's love, with the Pharisees and the scribes, they began to add on more and more laws to the main law, so that, you know, one law that God said, they would add 23 other laws to it, so that it was almost impossible to attain that holiness with God, because you had to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. And so what happened with the Pharisees, they would measure your spirituality by the external things you would do. God never intended that to be that way, right? It was never meant to be intended to, as a measure of spirituality, to be the things that you do on the outside. Listen, I can do so many things on the outside that make you think I'm very spiritual, but inside I'm rotten to the core. And we've come across that in Christianity today. Many today who claim to be Christians, but on the outside display this spirituality. I read the Bible 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I pray in front of everybody that they may see me and pray. Remember that part in scripture where the Pharisee says, oh God, I thank you, made me. And then he looks not like him. Right. So there was this self-righteousness, sadly, that had changed the way the Pharisees and the teachers of the law became. They were no longer true representation of what God intended religious leaders to be for the Israelites. So I just want you to get that background, because what Jesus did was, when he came to earth, remember in the beginning where he was talking in the synagogues, And people started really gathering around Jesus. Why? Because the teachings in the synagogue had gone stale. It had gone stuffy. It had gone so rigid and dry and stale. And when Jesus came to teach, it was revitalizing, refreshing, alive. That's why many pressed about him. There was a fresh air. And that's what I pray for all our churches. We have to be careful ourselves that sometimes we have certain habits. I get certain habits. This is what I got from this for myself, that, hey, Paul, you make sure that you don't get so rigid in the way you do things. And so it's got to be this formula that it loses the love of Christ flowing, the grace, the forgiveness. You understand what I mean? I don't want to become a Pharisee, nor do I want to place a pharisaical, pharisaical? Sounds good enough. Okay, just take it. Sounds like a pharisaical setting in this place where it's about do's and don'ts. Gotta do this, gotta do that. Rather, because you love Jesus, you will naturally do it out of love, and you won't do these things out of love for Jesus. It's a much different mindset. Totally different.
Now that's keeping it real. If you got any spiritual questions or prayers requests, hit me up at calvaryoakville.ca. And if you want to hear the full version of these sermons from this show and you're in the area, come on by and visit me, Pastor Paul, at Calvary Chapel Oakville in Ontario, Canada. Love to see you. For more info, just go to calvaryoakville.ca. God bless you all. Be spirit-led. Share the good news. Remember, Christ Jesus is coming again. Now let's get back to the tunes on Joy Radio.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't know what you come to do, baby, but I come to give it praise.
You are listening to Keeping It Real with DJ G2G. Glory to God.